online.
On your smartphone.
From the KM Media Group.
This is KMFM.
With the latest news for Kent at 1 o'clock, here's Lucy Hickmott.
Toxic levels of the nerve agent used to poison a former spy and his daughter may still be present in parts of Salisbury. Sergei and Julia Skripal are thought to have been targeted with a small amount of a deadly substance in a liquid form last month. Experts are due to start decontamination work as it's thought it could still be at 9 locations in the city. Former UN chemical weapons inspector Jerry Smith says they have a massive task ahead.
Liquids don't move, so it's not as if it's going to travel and blow in the air, but it may well have soaked into some of the ground, some of the material. And they have to remove all that, take that away, and to destroy that 100%.
Police have been called to Rochester train station after an unexploded World War II bomb was discovered. Southeastern say they've had to close the line, affecting services between London, Faversham, Ramsgate and Dover via the Medway towns. Trains won't be stopping at Rochester for at least another hour. A 21-year-old man due in court later after 13 people were injured at a nightclub in Gravesend is expected to plead not guilty to attempted murder. They were hurt when a car was driven into Blake's on Queen Street last month. A record number of people are being arrested for domestic abuse in Kent, according to new figures. More than 14,000 were taken into custody between April 2016 and 2017, up from 8,500 the previous year. Stats also show two-thirds of victims in the county are women. Police say the increase in arrests is because more people feel confident enough to report it.
KMFM News.
Police, health teams, shops and residents are going to be joining forces in Herne Bay to try and stop underage drinking. It's after one in three off licences in the town were found to sell alcohol to a young person without checking for ID. Trading Standards sent a volunteer into 24 premises selling booze. 33% sold them a drink without checking how old they were. Steve Rock is head of the team. He says it leads to problems like antisocial behaviour, which they want to stop.
What do young people want? Can we bring something in to the area? Can we engage with the youth groups to actually provide other forms of entertainment, things that help with the boredom potentially that leads to alcohol?
David Copperfield has been forced to reveal the secret of one of his signature tricks to a court after a Kent man launched a lawsuit against him. The magician is being sued by Gavin Cox from Broadstairs, who claims he was injured after slipping during an illusion in Las Vegas in 2013. The 57-year-old seeking unspecified damages, and the court in Nevada has refused a request by lawyers to keep the trick secret. A man's been arrested at Bristol Airport and charged with burgling a hotel in Dover. Kevin Kelly is accused of breaking into Eastcliff in July 2016. The 37-year-old from Bridgend in South Wales is due in court next month.
KMFM Showbiz.
Liam Payne's told KMFM he loves that he's still able to work and set a good example to his son. The former One Direction star says he gets annoyed with being criticised in the press for still travelling abroad to record and perform after becoming a dad. But he's told Gary and Laura on Breakfast he also loves spending time at home with one-year-old Bear.
That's one thing I'm most excited about as a dad, is to sit and like watch like Batman with him and all sorts of different stuff. Be like, how cool was that? And he'd be like, yeah, dad, but that one's old now.
Yeah.
Batman's computer generated now. He doesn't do that anymore.
If you missed his chat this morning, you can listen back at kmfm.co.uk.
Sport. With Dino Rod, the drainage experts in Kent. Visit dino.com.
Arsene Wenger says it's the right time to step down as Arsenal manager. With more on that and the rest of the sport this lunchtime, here's Andy.
He'll end almost 22 years in charge when he leaves the job at the end of the season. Wenger's claimed 3 Premier League titles and 7 FA Cups since taking over in 1996. And during the 2003 to 2004 season, his team went the whole top flight campaign without losing. Liverpool boss Jurgen Klopp says the Frenchman's been a pioneer.
He's he was and is still an influencer kind of in football. He made a fantastic career, outstanding personality. I admired his work always, was always a big role model in that job, and so it will be different without him.
Wenger says he's grateful for having had the privilege to serve the club. And in cricket, Kent have made a great start to the first day of their county championship game against Durham at Chester Street. The hosts are batting first, and a short time ago they were on 47 for 7, with Kent's overseas signing Matt Henry taking 5 of the wickets.
That's the latest. Next update's at 2.